אנחנו קוראים בספר
We are reading from Tess 6th volume part 16 reading the three worlds of Bria, Yetzirah and Asiya. We are reading the questions, question number 300. We only have it in Hebrew. So question number 300. What is the meaning that the sin of the tree of knowledge is similar to the shattering of the kelim that came out as karin without a zivug? Again, what is the meaning that the sin of the tree of knowledge is similar to the shattering of the kelim that came out as karin without a zivug? The answer, 300, because he extended the light at a time that the man of Malchut were not yet sorted out. Therefore, there was no nukva there that was ready, prepared to receive those lights. And it follows that the lights came out as dchal, male, without nukva, without female, which is karin, without a zivug of the male and female. Again, question 300. What is the meaning that the sin of the tree of knowledge is similar to the shattering of the kelim when they came out as karin without a zivug? Answer number 300. Because he extended the light at a time that man of Malchut were not yet sorted out. Therefore, there was no nukva, female, there ready to receive these lights. And it follows that the lights emerged as dchal without nukva, male without female, which means karin without the zivug of the male and female.
Yes. There's the man of Nukva and the man of so-called the man of Bina. Meaning, it depends on the degree of the man of the Chisaron. If it's only a Chisaron for bestowal, or maybe it's of the Achabdaliyah, or it's a Chisaron of the Malchut itself. We know that this is something that you can't use till the Gemar Tikkun, because there was a Shvira in the world of Nikudim, there was the Chet of Etz Hadat. So both in the Olamot and also in the Neshama, where the result of the Olamot is the Shvira of the Olam of Nikudim, where we have the mechanism in the Olamot of Abiyah that there can be no zivug there on the real Malchut. And after the Chet of the Etz Hadat, where there was a Shvira in the Neshama of Adam HaRishon in this structure, then it's also forbidden for us to use it ourselves, for ourselves, the real Malchut, meaning in terms of the general system, the environmental, the surrounding system, which is called nature, which is called the system of the worlds, and also in terms of the inner system, which is called the Neshama Adam, it's forbidden for us to use the real desire because there is no light that can correct it. But it's we can only use the Kelim of Ashpa'a and the Kelim of Kabbalah only when they're included in the Kelim of Ashpa'a, like yesterday we mentioned the cake that you dip in whiskey. This is actually what we're talking about. So the question was what? The question was,
what is the meaning that the sin of the tree of knowledge resembles the shattering of the Kelim that came out as Karin without a Zivug?
Yeah. That there was a zivug on the Malchut and not on the Tet Rishonot. The Achap of Aliyah, in short, the Kelim of Kabbalah themselves. That as if there could be a Masach on the will to receive itself, of to receive in order to bestow. That's impossible, like we know that. It's also something that we can't imagine. But only the Kelim of Ashpa and the Kelim of Kabbalah, of reception, that are included in the Kelim of Ashpa. So, to try and be gadol, great, but, or in adulthood, but we also have to learn what the, we yet have to learn what it means. It's to be integrated in the kelim of the Creator. What?
Rav, how come he calls the kelim of Kabbalah, the kelim of Kabbalah, the vessels of reception, he calls it man, man of Malchut.
Man of Malchut, it's not vessels of reception. It's the man on the kelim of reception that the kelim of reception want to receive the force of in order to bestow. And it's even forbidden for them to ask for it.
Why?
Because they can't use them until the end of correction. After all of the corrections of the Tetrishonot, meaning on the man of Nukva, that performs all the actions, only then can you activate the man of Malchut.
Rav, according to what you explain, when you demand bestowal, we need to know, this request has to be scrutinized, not just to ask.
When you'll go into the spiritual work, you'll see where it is. But in general, we understand that it's something that's forbidden to demand, as if you have this kind of opportunity now. Later, when you'll acquire the kelim of bestowing in order to bestow, then you'll achieve the entire degree of binah. And from there on, you'll start using it in order to receive, in order to bestow. Then you'll have to, you'll have problem. You'll start using it to receive in order to bestow, right?
There's a state when he says there was no nukva there ready to receive the lights. Is there such a state where there's no nukva? There's no such thing.
No, if it says that there's no nukva, it means that there's no corrected nukva. Listen up. I'm not just saying things. It says in many places that there is no nukva. So it means that there's no corrected nukva. There's no such thing that there's no nukva. Without the malchut, without the will to receive, there's nothing to talk about. There's nothing. There's no one to talk about it.
So what is this topic when it says that the nukva was not yet ready to receive these lights? If it's there, how come it's not ready to receive the lights? What's the reason?
It has no masach. It has no intention or to bestow. If not for the intention or to bestow, you can't receive. How will you receive? How is that possible? It's like you put yourself to death. Imagine. You're in spirituality. And suddenly, you have a desire. And against this, or in parallel to this desire, you have a pleasure. And there is no force that can stop you. You're doomed. You become a klipa. You burn immediately. Meaning, you need now to recover this desire. Correct it. Restore it.
So how do I stop, create that state where the mukva will have the desire to...
First, the tzimtzum. Without tzimtzum, it can't come close. Therefore, you, who doesn't know how to make the tzimtzumim on things on the way, you can't advance. That's it.
What tzimtzumim restrictions are you talking about?
The tzimtzumim that I really like to, I'd want to enjoy something, right? But I see that if I use it, I will not be able to reach the goal. What is the goal? To bestow contentment to the friends. So I'm willing to really be annulled. But because there's no choice, I'm willing to be satisfied with the least and all the rest for the friends.
What is that point when the nukva is ready to receive the lights? What happens to the nukva that suddenly she can...
When I have the intention in order to bestow, that suddenly I have a desire that if I receive something beyond my basic needs, the joy, I can pass it on to the friends and through them to the Creator. And I myself, I'm joyous and happy about having only my basic needs.
So a person does all of the work, he creates everything with his intentions, the nukva and everything.
It has to go through you, and this is how you will use your entire kli. And this how you'll use the force of the Tzimtzum and the intention that will protect you for you not to get confused and all your work, it's like, it says about Gan Eden, to protect and, well, in short, to develop it.
So, all of the work here, we're talking about the 10, not my work as an individual.
Working with the 10.
Really, working with the 10. That's a restriction, I think.
Yeah. Only with the 10. A person on his own, there's nothing he can do. He can't even do the Tzimtzum on his own. Because he makes the Tzimtzum toward what? There's no mitzvah to simply restrict yourself. To the contrary, the Creator created everything in order for you to enjoy it. If you're not in a group, if you have not determined that this is what you want to reach, then enjoy this world, really. Eat a steak, watch football, do whatever. Enjoy life. This is what Rabashi is to say. So at least enjoy the world. By this you bless the Creator. You're enjoying in the world that he has created.
No, Yochai.
Yochai.
You have friends with you, how he loves you.
Good morning, my teacher. Rav, I hope that I don't know exactly. It's not completely clear to me.
Just pour it out.
I don't know what's running inside me. What is bestowal? What does it mean? All of a sudden, and dissemination, and all that's happening.
Did you have something in life where you took care of something? Maybe a car, or a little pet, animal, or something?
Yes.
This is called bestowal. Now the question is, why do you bestow? You understand? Either you bestow to enjoy, and then you later clean your car, or wash your car, or a dog that you take care of, you enjoy it, and so on and so forth. Or you bestow not as the goal itself, but rather to whom or to what you bestow is the means to reach a higher goal. And this is the question. And the whole world is like that. It's doing something. It bestows, invests, but in order to reach something else, higher. With us, it's a special goal. We too do like the rest of the world. But for us, the goal is in that we want to reach a goal which is pleasure in the Creator, to bestow contentment to the Creator. That's our work.
With all the dissemination and everything, it all of a sudden seems important, all of that.
Yeah.
It seems a little bit more.
Yeah. Sure. I also heard you're doing well.
No, it's not really. It's nonsense.
No. You shouldn't say when you do the kind of work according to what society tells you, it's not nonsense. It's never nonsense.
I don't think that I'm. I don't know.
Not true. You know what you need? If you say nonsense, then it's nothing. If you say that it's not nonsense, it's important. By that, you can thank the Creator that gives you the strength to do it. Where do you get the desire for it? Where do you have where do you get the ability suddenly? Because you get it from the Creator.
It's not that the action is nonsense. I'm kind of okay. Yeah, whatever.
No. You also become important because you are receiving from the Creator. That's it. It's very important.
That's why I'm asking. Such actions, it seems like it becomes important, this bestowal and everything. So I don't understand what it is, how we work with such things or something.
Continue as usual and you'll see how everything falls into place. There's nothing to say more. You get everything. People didn't expect you to advance so well. Nice. Just continue. Don't make any sharp turns, sharp movements. Constantly add and add and add the same direction, more understanding, more investment, and so forth. According to this question,
why were the lights extended if there was no masach there? How did this mistake happen here, of this flaw that the lights were extended?
On purpose, the Creator confused man. He says that he created man in order to entrap him. He didn't know. He didn't know.
Because they say there's no light without Kli, also light comes.
That's why the sin of the tree of knowledge is not on men. It's called a sin and so on, but it's not on men. The Creator arranged things so that we will have what to correct, and through the corrections to come to know Him.
Is it the same flaw that was in Nikudim, by the way? Is it the same matter?
In a man?
Yeah, like...
It's the same kind, but on the level of the soul, but not the level of the world. Meaning, the will to receive is the same will to receive, except in the world. In the world, it appears like a force of nature. Like a force of nature. As if there was a flaw, and this flaw came into being. Let's say a cat that wants to leap knows, it checks itself exactly how to leap, if yes or not. You saw it, right? And then it takes the leap and succeeds. And here, there was a certain parameter in it that he couldn't take into consideration, and he leapt and he fell off the tree instead of jumping correctly. But that's part of nature. There's nothing there. Whereas in a man or Adam was also like a cat and also made a similar mistake. He didn't know, because according to his calculations, everything that was there was revealed, and what? It was a holy action on his part. It's also written this way, that they grew stronger with the additional sanctity and so on. But what was revealed to man, that desire to receive, which wasn't governed or controlled by the Creator, like in four phases of direct light, Malchut suddenly discovers that it is now receiving in order to receive. How can it be in order to receive? What does it even mean, in order to receive? How can it be? In order to receive is something that I exist and I receive and I enjoy, and it is I. Before that, there was no such thing as an I. Now, suddenly there is an I. Also, when we grow up, what does it mean, bar mitzvah? Right? It's seemingly, when a person seemingly begins to understand that I am a being, an entity that exists by itself. There's a world and there's me, seemingly separate. There's a certain separation, myself and the world. Before, it was... they also treated him in the same way. It's a child, it's a baby. It has no reason, no choice, no privileges, no obligations. is the world. Like we learn about the fruit of heaven, or the fruit of the tree, and the tree had the same taste. The light of Chokhmah wasn't seemingly in the fruits at that time, only the light of Chasadim, Katnut. And here suddenly, there appeared a will to receive that severs him from everything. But again, the root is in Malchut of Ensof that started to feel the shame. That's a great thing.
Question 301. Why in the shattering of the Kelim, the Panim and the Chol were shattered, and in the Tree of Knowledge, only the posterior, the Cholim? Again, why in the shattering of the vessels, the Panim and the Chol were shattered, and in the Tree of Knowledge, only the Cholim, the posterior? Answer Shin Aleph 301 in Bet Peichet. In the shattering of the vessels, there was no matter of ibur of the zat that was done the correction of the kavim that corrects it into a partzuf on its own. Hence, when the gadlut of nikudim emerged, the gadlut was connected with the katnut to one partzuf, hence they shattered together. Whereas here, in the sin of the tree of knowledge, already in katnut, the correction of kavim was done in the p'china of ubar, by which Katnut was corrected to a Partzuf on its own, as it is in the essence of the Partzuf. And then when Gadlut came, it was only by the additions. Hence, when the matter of the additions were shattered, it did not touch at all the essence of the Partzuf, which is the Katnut.
It's not so clear, because the shattering was a shattering, after all. So what's the difference here between Katnut and Gadlut? There was a partzuf of Adam HaRishon at the time of Gadlut? Yes. There was a part that was corrected in Katnut? Yes. A part of Gadlut joined it? Yes. What joined? Joined in Gimel Kavim, three lines, or one line? Yes. Joined in one line. The three lines existed in Katnut. It's a partzuf of a different style altogether. And in Gadlut, there was only one line. Because you can't have three lines in Gadlut. It's not the end of correction. And that's why the Gadlut shattered. No, it's not that the Katnut remained. The Partzuf was cancelled entirely. But there's a difference between the shattering of the vessels of Achab and the shattering of the vessels of Galgalta Ve'naim. Because Galgalta Ve'naim were themselves. Maybe you can explain it more simply. Galgalta Ve'naim, listen up. Galgalta Ve'naim of Adam HaRishon were corrected, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Corrected, good. Now, when Achab arrives, Galgalta Ve'naim remain corrected in and of it themselves, and also there's an addition from them in order to serve the Achab. Pass to Achab the light of Chassadim according to their demand, because its intention was in order to bestow. He wanted to go for the end of correction. He didn't know there was a stony heart there that does not receive the light of Chassadim. The stony heart cannot absorb the light of Chassadim, or else it would have been the end of correction. So all the actions of Adam HaRishon beyond Katnut are additional actions. Therefore, the shattering here was not like the shattering in the worlds, in the world of Nekudim. There was one action, a zivug in the Rosh of the Patsuf of Nekudim, right, in Abaveima of Nekudim, on Dalet Gimel, and the zivug went through the entire Galgalta Ve'naim and Achab down to the end. Whereas here, it's only an addition. Consequently, the shattering was very different. We can work with all the vessels except for the stony heart. And the stony heart was given to us to remove from all of our actions and only to leave the flesh heart, fleshy heart, the heart of flesh. Meaning that Galgalta Ve'naim, that we can distinguish, sorry, that Achab, that we can distinguish and include it in Galgalta Ve'naim. Meaning there's an action of separation that we can use. Nevertheless, I'm not so content with the question and the answer. We require an explanation here. If you want, we can go in the book and see.
Page Taftaf Kumem Vav, starting with and the answer.
947.
Taftaf Kuf Mem Vav. It starts with and the answer. It's on the second column below in the Hebrew.
And the answer is because for this thing there was an additional correction in the world of corrections called Ibul, what did not exist in the world of Nikudim. And through this Ibul, Ish Paltzuf in the belly of its mother, there became a correction of the three lines, and they are connected by the lights of Abba and Ima. Abba gives the whiteness, Ima gives the redness, meaning light of Hasadim, light of Chochmah. Until it, in the Kalim of Panim, there would seem no correction, no corruption, excuse me, only Chafetz Chesed. This is the meaning of no corruption shall be evident forever by the acts of the lower ones. You can't touch them. They're delighted in mercy. You want to receive something? Please. You don't want to receive anything? No problem. It's your business. We work for the benefit of any for outsiders, not never for ourselves. This is the correction of Hafetz Chesed that cannot receive any corruption from the lower ones. And this is called Ibu Aleph, first Ibu, which means the correction of the vessels of the Panim in each Partsuf. And it's considered the Atzmuto, the essence of the Partsuf, and it's enough for it. Which is the lights of Vak in the vessels of Chabad, Chagat, until Chazah. Yeah, that's clear. And it is called Vak and a point. There's also Ibu Bet, the second Ibu, which is for the sake of Mochin of Gao. Although they are not the main thing of the Partsuf, meaning they come and they don't come. They are not in permanence. That's what the meaning of not the main thing of the Partsuf. Rather, they ascend and descend according to the acts of the lower ones. And the Ibu Aleph, the first Ibu, happens always by the upper one, because the Chab of the upper one corrects the Galgalta Ve'naim of the lower one, because then there is no reality for the lower one in which it can help itself. Because the first Ibu begins to scrutinize and to extract him from the Klipot. Whereas Ibu Bet, the second Ibu, is by the ascent of the man of the lower one itself. Meaning Ibu, the first Ibu by the upper one, second Ibu by the lower one. Because it rises to man, to its upper one, and through the man that he raised, the Mohin are elicited there for him. Because each one that was corrupted can also be corrected. That's why we have first Ibur and second Ibur. The first Ibur by the upper one, and then it's certain it is pure and corrected, and the second Ibur is already by the lower one, and it might be ascending and descending. Yes. Read it again. Read more.
And here is the whole difference in the shattering of the Kelim and the gap, the blemish of the Tree of Knowledge. Because there, in the seven lower of Nikudim, there was no correction of Kavim in them. But the separation in one line came forth, one below the other. Hence, they shattered also the Kelim of Panim there. Accordingly, the blemish in the tree of knowledge did not control everything that emerged from the three worlds of Bia as far as Ibu Aleph, meaning as of katnut that emerge on the at first, like the Ari wrote here, and also as the kilim of panim, which remained whole in zona vatzilut, which are vak and the point. They also remained all the kilim of panim of the worlds of Bia, which are the kilim of chagbad, chagat, that are in them until the chazer, which emerged in the first prina to the birth of this Neshamat Adam Rishon.
Again.
And this is the gap in the shattering of the Kelim and the shattering of the Tree of Knowledge. Because in Zat of Nikudim, there was no correction of Kavim in them, only separations came in one line below another, one below another. Hence, also the Kelim of Panim shattered there. Accordingly, the blemish of the Tree of Knowledge did not control all that emerged in the three worlds of Bia. As for Ibu Aleph, meaning in the Prina of Katnut that emerged in the first Prina that the Ari wrote here, and like the Kilim of Panim remained whole in Zona Vatzilut, which are Vak and Nikuda, also the Panim, the Kilim of Panim remained in the of the world's Bia, which are the Kilim of Chabad Chagat in them until Chazeh, which emerged in the first prina at the birth of the soul of Adam Rishon.
And then it turns out that the upper system, environmentally, is more corrected than the inner system. The surrounding system is more corrected than the inner system, meaning that nature is more corrected than man who's in it and is more corrupt. Although its purpose is higher, and it will be independent, and it will be man and nature, although it's lower, those are vessels of bestowal, but it is corrected. And that's what we see in this world. If not for man that corrupts nature, nature would work according to absolute laws, and there's no free choice, and there's nothing. Hence, ultimately, this helps us reach correction. Also, in this world and in the spiritual world, the still, vegetative, and animate degrees are corrected, and they get corrupted by the inner system called Adam, where their inner partsuf is shattered, and it radiates on the external system, which is still vegetative and animate, radiates all the corruptions. And when it corrects itself, then certainly everything else will be corrected. And in order to build this system, where the still, vegetative, inanimate, the vessels of bestowal, katnut, will be corrected around men, and corrupt men inside will be able to correct it himself, specifically thanks to this external system. And this is precisely the preparation that was made from the world of Nikudim to the world of Atzilut and to our world here. Think about it, it's a very interesting thing.
Rav, in the worlds, the shattering of the world of Nikudim, there was a certain hint of the stony heart, or not there?
In the worlds?
In the structure of the worlds, was there the stony heart there somewhere?
No.
It's only in the soul?
In the structure of the worlds, it's called Abia. The world of Adam Kadmon is not considered the worlds. It's simply the division of Ensof, according to Na'ancha and Kachabzon. But the worlds of Abia, they came out to reject the stony heart and to build the entire system outside of it.
Why is it called the corrections of lines? He doesn't even mention lines. He mentions Ibur Aleph and Ibur Bet. Why is this action called the correction of Kavim?
This we'll learn. the correction of the lines, tikkun kavim, is the correct intermingling of vessels in of bestowal and vessels of reception, where you can't correct them except through the merging of the middle line in a higher degree, towards the upper one, always.
We usually learn the right, left, and middle lines, and it's not mentioned here, that's why I'm asking.
So it's not mentioned. If it's not mentioned, doesn't mean that it's not there. I don't say, well, what's your complaint to the author who doesn't remind what you want to see here?
Not what I want, just what's the connection between this and what we usually call kavim, lines.
He reminds it like that because his goal is different. I don't understand you.
I said this. In my understanding, when we talk about kavim or about lines, we talk about what's happening on the left line and then we connect it to the right, and from that is...
It's not going to break it down for you here. He has a different goal here. His goal is to explain the difference between internality and externality.
Another question about what you just said right now, that you said that nature is the katnut of man. You said that nature, still vegetative and animal, is...
Not katnut of man. Nature is still vegetative and animate. Those are the preceding degrees compared to the degree of man.
So the light comes to a person, to Adam, through nature, or... Because I thought the light, that a person usually draws light, and then he passes on to the still vegetative and animal, but...
Nature exists, even as you see in our world, nature exists outside of a person. It is operated on the levels of still vegetative and animate, outside of man, and that's how it's being operated. What are you asking? Who was created first? Of course, still vegetative and animate, and later, man. What else? Who's corrupt? Man is corrupt. All the parts that precede him are not corrupt. Who performs the correction? Man performs the correction. How? Using the levels of the still vegetative and animate that are around him.
I'm asking if we, the man, draws the light for a still vegetative animal, or just on the contrary, does it receive it through still vegetative and animal?
Man draws the light through the still vegetative and animate.
And thanks to him, the light arrives, otherwise it wouldn't be extended.
Yeah, not thanks to him. He draws it, but the still vegetative and animate don't require correction. They don't gain anything from that. If not from men, everything would be corrected for them. The question is different. If a corrupt person who exists inside the system of nature is the innermost corrupt part, when he corrects himself, what does nature gain out of it? Still vegetative and animate. I can't say that it gains anything. When the wolf lives with the sheep, without men, they would also live together. But with man that corrupted everything, consequently now the wolf eats the sheep. That's because of man. Without man, it's all vessels of bestowal. So the wolf and the sheep would walk together, hang out. They don't need anything. It's heaven, paradise. The little child would also lead them. Little child, meaning katnut, men and katnut would lead them. They have correction. Even when he's grown up or in gadlut and he attains godliness, he's towards the others in bestowal. And that's why it's katnut. That's why it's written about him as a little child. It's the end of correction. How can it be a little child? He completely realized himself. But towards the others, he's only in bestowal.
And before we move to the next part, we'll sing together a song.
נשמה אחת בים של אהבה, שמחת זוכים בים שלו עכשיו הזמן שנחזור אתה בוחר להתפטר כלפי החברים שלך בעזרתם להינצל הם העתיד הטוב שלך כולנו נשמה אחת בים של אהבה והוא הטוב והוא אחד נותן לנו בחירה כולנו נשמה אחת זוכים בים שלו עכשיו הזמן שלנו עכשיו הזמן שלנו עכשיו הזמן שנחזור